is president of the National Pork Board. Tell us what you are doing to help producers during these uncertain times. As we were talking before, both in the markets, but of course this coronavirus outbreak has thrown a whole nother wrench into the scenario.
Yeah, it certainly has. And I think the most important thing that we can point out right now is that the Pork Board producers check off money that we help manage on behalf of being a pork producer myself. Producers are our number one priority. So working with producers and working with consumers both right now, along with other industry stakeholders, that's really critical right now for business continuity. So we want to make sure we're getting the right factual information in the hands of our producers of things that they need to know about what's going on during this crisis, and also get information out to our consumers as well. For example, talking about how pork is safe, talking about ways that now that we have so many people at home, for example, pork is a great protein. It's very diverse, and there's a lot of different meals you can prepare. So pushing out recipe ideas, things like that. Then on our producer side, of course, it's talking about employee safety, employee health, pig health as well, and the tools that we can give these producers when they're on farm.
Well, and too, David, I think it's important just, for maybe a consumer that is listening to talk a little bit more about, the impacts of this virus aren't necessarily, we're not talking about it's going to impact our stock per se, but I mean, it's just a lot of logistics, correct?
That is correct. It's and that's an excellent point. This is not an issue about animal health. This is an issue about human health. And so our producers, our community, that's part of our We Care messaging that we talk about every day. We use these words, people, pigs, and planet. And our people are our most valuable assets. So one thing we want to make sure is that people understand this is not an animal health issue. This is a human health issue. And we just want to make sure that we're reminding producers things that we've actually talked about for years surrounding biosecurity and those type of things. It's not just coronavirus. It's also flu season. So we talk to producers about, with your employees, make sure that you have a plan in place. Talking about how we continue to make sure we do have good biosecurity. But it's also about building confidence in our product and making sure that our consumers know that no one cares more about the way the animal is raised and what to do than the producer does. And right now, our producers, we need our consumers. And we're happy to be a meal that has a lot of variety, for example, as I mentioned before. So this is about showing them some fun options as well at an affordable, nutritious protein. This makes a lot of sense, especially under the current circumstances of kids being out of school, of families being together during this time of isolation, if you will, as a society. So this isn't about taking opportunity of anything. This is about telling people, hey, we're here, as part of the U.S. agriculture economy. U.S. pork producers are here to help supply a good, safe, nutritious food supply for people.
And so I know you started to touch on it on some of your previous points, David, just, with some of the consumer activities underway from the Pork Board, any others you'd like to touch on maybe as they're walking those grocery store aisles and, people are stockpiling on some certain products and, of course, they're throwing meat in their freezer.
Yeah. Yeah, and certainly they are. I mean, we've seen, I'm sure most people listening here have seen either in person at retailers or they've seen on the news that there has been kind of this mad dash to the grocery store. But there's not a supply problem here. There's not a problem with quantity of product. Again, this has been more logistical than anything. So our retailers, our pork packing plants, our producers, all these people are business owners that are passionate about what they do, but they're also looking out for their employees. So as they're, as they have employees who are staying home or they're trying to figure out the logistics of what's going on, this supply chain is adapting quickly. And so it has become very interesting to watch people, you know, stockpile food, but they just need to know that there's not a supply issue here whatsoever. This has been mostly logistical, and there's going to be plenty of pork protein out there in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. As we wrap up this conversation here today, from your producer perspective, because you're a hog producer as well, any final advice for those producers in their own farms as we move through this time of uncertainty?
Well, as a producer, the thing that I would say as a producer is I'm very proud of what we've done at the Pork Checkoff. We've recently, retooled our entire organization to be more nimble, more agile, and be more responsive to things. For example, like this coronavirus. So I'm really proud of what we're doing. We're getting information out to our producers, who are our number one priority. We're getting information out to consumer stakeholders and others involved in this industry. And while this may be a struggle right now for some producers, certainly I feel that. My family feels that as well. We're very optimistic as well about watching this thing recover, getting people back out there into restaurants and retail, for example, is going to be critical for us. And we're still going to continue to talk about trade. But I think that it's very important to stay optimistic and realize that we have the safest food supply in the world. And we're very resilient people, Americans. So we're going to get back on our feet and get things rolling again as quickly as possible.